Hey, it's time to talk with Jimmy Carter and get the real nitty-gritty from Music City. Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning. You know, country artists are planning drive-in shows. They're doing at-home shows. Many are actually planning some future touring for 2021. But this virus, we may be tired of it, but it's not tired of us. It is surging in the South and the West and other parts of the country. We know that in California, Disneyland is not going to be allowed to open. They had planned to open on July 17th. Florida's single-day count surged sometime 25% and triple the level it was just 2 weeks ago. The Republican governor of Texas says they are facing a massive outbreak. One of the doctors there said that, this is the CEO of Houston Methodist, it's coming back and biting us, quite frankly. So it's going to be hard to have any plans for outdoors. I know Boise State canceled Garth's drive-in show, even with all the social distancing and everything else. They just didn't want to take a chance. Garth is teasing a July 7th at-home show with Trisha Yearwood. Of course, his drive-in show is going to happen. And boy, did people want to buy. It's just amazing to me. I mean, I think this guy really could sell ice to the Eskimos. Garth is charging $100 for a car to go sit and watch basically a pay-per-view canned concert.
Mm-hmm.
50 minutes after those tickets went on sale Friday, he had to go online to tell people, you know, calm down. There were more than 100,000 trying to claim a spot. The ticket system just couldn't handle it. Eventually, in 2 hours, 50,000 cars were sold, an estimated 250,000 at one point, and up to point even a 500,000 were waiting to purchase online. So it's just amazing. Garth, yeah, to me, has had an amazing career all the way around. People will almost do anything and pay anything to see him do something. From the Believe It or Not department, and this is what I'm going to call it in the future, because there's so many of these tabloids. This one's called House Beautiful, whatever in the world that is. I'll tell you what I think is true and what I don't know. Kelly Clarkson is leaning on Blake Shelton through her divorce. I don't think we know that is true. There's been no indication on either social media about that. He happens to be managed by her ex. That is true. And she's also managed by her soon-to-be ex. Whether that job will stay in his court, I don't know. But they said the divorce so far has been amicable, and they haven't cut each other off. They plan to put the kids first. That is true, because she has said that in social media. One thing she had, she's in therapy. She told that to Chelsea Handler.
Mm-hmm.
From the also Believe It or Not True, who knows, Miranda Lambert and her husband. They have been quarantining together. That is true. They have been touring the country in her new Airstream trailer. That is true, because she showed us pictures of that. But then this tabloid, whoever they are, said that they're starting to plan a family together. They have moved up the timetable on that. We don't know that they would have any possibility that those discussions were held.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, surprised her with a party the other day, but I thought that this was the more interesting part of it. Brittany posed in pictures with two drag queens dressed as Dolly and Beyonce.
Wow.
You know that's a party. She said it's a night I'll never forget. Me either, I guess. Rascal Flatts, they don't know what they're going to do. This is such a, I'm not even sure why they're breaking up, and do they even know why they are breaking up? They got a new album coming out. They're supposed to have a tour. Tour got canceled. And now I don't know if they're going to say farewell or not. J.D. Marcus says, we have no plans for the foreseeable future. We just don't know.
Well, they were probably tired
that way with the virus. You know,
yeah.
Who knows what their plans are.
That's what I mean. They were probably tired of touring, but then they, you know, got shut down by the virus stuff. And now they're saying,
maybe we're not tired.
We
have found a new energy in this, and we need the bucks, or I don't get it. I don't know.
Right.
I don't understand a lot of things that are going on in the world today, honestly. It is such a weird time, because there's no time in my life, in all my years, where I never had, like, anything on my calendar.
Right.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I've got a granddaughter that's going to be born at the end of July. I'm told I can't see it for 2 weeks per the doctors. So I guess I'm going to Nashville in the middle of August, but that's the only thing on my schedule for the rest of my life.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I have no vacations. I have no place I would be comfortable going other than in my car and driving around, which I've been doing for months anyway.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go to Florida. I don't want to go to Disneyland. I would love to go to the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure being out in the woods is not going to me chasing eagles out there. They're going to be there, and everybody's fine. But, you know, you got to pass through the people that I don't want to fly on an airplane
right now. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I don't want to get out with that many people, so I don't think I'm by myself on that.
No.
But I really hate it. But now that I feel better, now that I've been to my therapy session.
Well, get up. Get up off the couch.
You just have to get this. I have nobody to talk to. I'm in a square room. If it wasn't for you guys, I'd be alone.
We're here for you,
Jimmy. We're here for you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. If I can see you again, then I'll enjoy it some more.
We'll see you tomorrow for your Friday session.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Where do I put the credit card?